Mr. Chairman, you have before you the minutes as produced by my staff. We also have a report showing the entry into the tax book, which you're welcome to look at. It matches exactly, and that's part of our check and balance system. I'm happy to present that to you.
Is there any comment from the commission? All right, our first rule.
There is a comment.
All right.
Donna, this is, I realize you have these a numbered order as we went through yesterday. As we make these, multiple decisions on like commercial versus residential. Also, we had multiple things. Could the cases that we hear be separated somehow, or they, does it have to stay in this?
You mean put them all together? Put them
I'm
all
talking on. About the ones that we have people coming out to hear the case, so that we, because we've already had a question this morning about certain ones. Is there a possibility that that can happen, or is this your daily report that's going to be entered into the?
That's the daily report that I had Melissa create so that we can balance. It's driven by BOE number, not by appointment date, but because by law I have to track every BOE number, it's numerical.
Right. As we look through to try to approve what we did yesterday, we look at these and scan through them. I just thought it would be easier if we had the ones where the people came in and presented the case, and we could look on here to make sure that we did the figures match to what we thought. Because there's been a question already.
Well, the BOE number is printed on the documents, so you could go through your book and look at the BOE number where you've written your notes down and then compare it to that daily report.
I've got my notes here.
I mean, it would be difficult, I'm not saying impossible, but it would be difficult for us to put it in any other order.
Okay.
This now, I think this takes care of my confusion. This daily report here is the combination of the hearings yesterday plus all that batch that we did first without anyone here.
Generally what we do is once there's a motion made on multiple documents that a handful of documents, rewrite the motion up, copy it, and paste it into each.
That's fine. I took one look at this and thought I must have been sleeping yesterday.
Go ahead.
Donna, Chuck just brought to my attention a typographical error in the minutes on several of the H and J ones.
Yeah.
Now, the change of the assessed value is right, but as far as the minutes, it's not right. So there's some changes that need to be made. I'd like to go through all that.
Okay.
My name is spelled O-N.
Oh, how could we mess up Bob?
Sorry, Bob.
That's a real tragedy.
Yes.
No.
Are you?
Yeah, we're happy to correct any spelling errors that we've made. I think it's important to make sure that we've done the dollar amounts correct.
Well, I'm on this right here.
Can I ask
that
question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
On the second page of this group, we've got BOE number 005, 006, 007, 008, all having to do with that motel, lowering it to $1,755,000.
That's where the typographical error in the motion was just found.
Oh, okay.
So that needs to be changed.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with assessed value. Can I have a question? I have a question here. I think yesterday most of our motions were made in based off of appraised value, but yet this daily report is assessed value. It's hard for me to calculate.
In the minutes, it gives what the motion was in appraised value,
okay.
But then the change is in assessed value.
So we are assuming the calculations are right.
We got the
calculations are coming from the assessor's office. We take the appraised number to them. They put it into their database, which they have to work to come up with it because they can't always. In fact, Kenny even told us yesterday, I can only get within $1.
Right.
And I'm like, $1, big deal.
Right.
You're
that's right.
Close. I mean, he's trying to manipulate his computer program.
Okay, so you guys are taking care of the calculations as long as our motions for the appraised value are. You guys will double check
the Jim, the problem we've got we don't put in the assessed value and let it appraise backwards.
Right.
We have to put in the appraised value. The computer spits out the answer.
Exactly.
So right. Whatever the answer is, okay. That's why we don't want you giving it to us in assessed value, because we want the appraised value, because the computer will do the work from there.
Gotcha.
Appraised value, market value, that's what you have to deal with, because they've got to do the calculations and get back to us.
Okay.
Which, on the documentation, what we can do is the documentation presented to us by the assessor's office, if you'd like. We can clip that or include that for you to review each morning, so you can see where it gives you the market value and what the computer has adjusted
this is
it
fine.
To.
No, once I understand, this is fine.
Okay.
Not a deal.
Okay.
I want you so close.
So you're making a change in all these, this, the ones that had the 1.755, 1.750.
Yes.
You're making all those changes?
Yes. And I'm going to go back through and just double check all that. Thank you, Chuck, for recognizing that.
Did you find it here? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. But that was...
It's
012. That was...
012. That was the last one, was it not?
I wrote down, we approved 129,000.
Okay, that's right.
So, okay. All right.
Any other comments we need? I have our first phone call here in about 3 minutes.
You haven't made a motion to approve minutes yet?
I'll correct them. I'd rather they be totally correct
okay.
Before we approve them.
All right.
Find some other time later today.
All right.
Word of comment before we get go on the phone. Do you see, as I do, that this is virtually identical to Mr. Mall's action that was taken yesterday? There was a lot at Emerald Point where they paid a little over $100,000. I mean, he's objecting to that.
Yeah, but he gives no what he thinks it's worth.
Hmm?
He just said he paid this, and he doesn't even say what he thinks it's worth.
He's shown no proof or anything whatsoever.
He says his opinion is $15,000 on the
opinion evidence. Of
no
the
evidence.
Owner.
That's just his opinion because another lot sold for that. Well, we voted that to stay the same.
No, this is a different one, Dave.
Well, this looks like the one that we reduced it back to the 19, the 07.
No.
Okay, hold on. We're talking about 026, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was 024 was Mall.
Wait, well, 026 is who we're seeing. Mall is 024.
024, yeah. Well, it just looks to me like they were asking for the same thing, although this one did not come in with any evidence.
We hadn't heard 026 yet.
That's
he was asking if it
that's
was
the first
similar
one this morning,
and,
right now.
And
oh,
what
okay,
we're
okay,
doing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And since it's a phone conversation, I thought we ought to get,
yeah.
Don't be arguing among ourselves over the telephone.
But, I mean, so make sure I understand. He bought it for $109,000
in 2004.
In 2004, the appraised value is $75,000, and he is saying that it's, I guess the difference is it's gone up from the last session.
He's saying that no change has been made to the property in the last 12 months, and since it's gone up, according to the assessor, it's not right that it went up because he hasn't done anything to the property in the last 12 months, so it shouldn't have gone up.
Gotcha. All right, I understand his argument.
I understand his.
Lot, one of those that we...
He says it's worth 109, and
no, he says he paid 109.
He just paid 109.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right.
Because the other guy, Mull, paid 39.5 is what Mull paid.
Right.
To me, this one, it's already been reduced. Well, maybe not reduced from last year, but reduced from what he paid for it.
And prices have gone down because of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like
it's. And it's already been.
All right. Chuck, when you dial for Mr. Rose, you have to put your long distance code in.
We ready to do it?
Hit the big speaker, the microphone, the phone looking thing. And 9 to get out. Dial 9 first. There you go.
5883-3006. Hello. Hello. Mr. Wilkins? This is Bob Rose, Chairman of the Board of Equalization for Tana County. We're meeting on your request now about the reduction of the taxes on your property at Emerald Point.
Yes.
Honestly, we're trying to figure out what your petition is for. The property is assessed for less than it was when you bought it. But the fact that it's just gone up from last year is your objection?
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the tax base has changed in everything in the county. Would you like to make your case to the? As I said, there's two ways of looking at it here. So,
yeah,
we have not seen any evidence to show why this should be changed because it's assessed with the other properties out there. Unless you have something that you can give us.
Well, I've just had it on the market for the last 3 years, and I hadn't even had one offer on it. So I'm saying that the property value has gone down.
Sir, what do you have it priced for on the market? And with who?
I don't remember.
You know,
I had it with two real estate firms.
Do you know who has it currently?
Nobody right now. I let it run out first year.
Okay.
Do you know approximately what price you had it on the market for?
Seemed like it was $170,000.
$170,000?
Yeah.
And you paid $109,000 for it?
No, the original purchase was $109,000, but I've got about $165,000 in it right now.
What have you added to it?
Just paying off the interest on the different loans.
Oh. And then your appraised value is right now $75,000 on that property.
I had no idea what it was.
Okay.
I didn't really expect you guys to do anything, so just let it go.
All right.
All right. Thank you. I turn it off. How do I turn it off, Chuck?
Just to hit the phone button again.
It says goodbye on a different account.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we deny the request for BOE number 50026.
Is there a second?
I'll second it. What are we going to do about these situations where people have the property price for more than double?
I don't think he's a good seller.
Well, this guy is naive as all get out. I mean, if he thinks he can recover all of his interest.
Stupidity is not a preference in this for this board to look at as a part of determining value. What do we do? Is there a penalty for someone who do we raise the taxes on something like that, or do we work off of the means the average that we talked about yesterday.
Well, Danny, we can't, I don't think we can raise it just because he's got it on the market for that. You can put up anything on the market any price you want to.
I understand that. I understand that, but we have people coming before the board that I mean, he said that he didn't expect us to do anything, but we've got involved here, and I don't know what the statute allows for.
My thing is, he didn't provide any information about the lot. It appeared to me that he bought it for $109,000, got it appraised for something higher, took a loan out on it, and he's upside down on it. But I didn't hear any evidence.
I don't think he even got it appraised. He's just trying to recover all of his dues and his interest he's paid and everything else,
right,
and at a price that'll get everything back.
I don't think I heard enough, unlike yesterday's, where that the value actually has gone up. I mean, I don't know if it's Lakeview, Lakefront. I have no idea. I can assume it's a Lakeview lot because it wasn't on the water. But, I mean, I didn't hear enough to, not like yesterday where it was obvious. So.
Danny, are you seconding the motion?
Yes, I did.
On the house, we did.
All right, all in favor, say aye or deny.
We lowered the one on the
Jim
line.
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
Dave, aye.
Rose, aye.
The one on the house, on the lot. Yes, you
did. Vote is 5-0, deny.
I didn't vote.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to. James can. Well, let's do it. I'll vote against the motion. The reason I'm voting against, how come we went up? You told us yesterday.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Evidence has been presented, and I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
I hate to defend Jim on anything, but I think it's the fact that he, a lot of things around the county he's had to raise to get back closer to this 19% bid. So I'm not surprised, including my own property, for example. I didn't like it.
We discussed
where you were coming from.
An identical property for 2 hours yesterday. We had the evidence presented this morning to you gentlemen, and then to get a question posed to me like that, I'm not answering it.
We lowered the price on the one yesterday that was identical lot, you're saying. Did we not? I mean, I'm trying
the one yesterday was one who had it was in a location. He had tried to sell it for less, or at the same as $39,000, hadn't made it. We were dealing with prices below. This one was up, bought at 109, trying to sell for 190. I think they're two separate cases.
The distressed sale was brought to our attention until after the assessor went to the property site and concluded that there was no, what is the term of something causing the price of the lot to go down? And we didn't have that evidence at the time of the decision. And I tried to bring that back up, and then we decided to just go ahead and let it pass.
I think so.
But obstruction, is that the term that I'm looking for, that there was no obstruction, like a culvert or something in
no.
across the property?
We pretty well knew that when we made the decision yesterday.
The evidence was totally different as presented yesterday as to what was presented today.
Okay.
And in answer to some questions, everyone has the right to appeal if they just want to come up and voice their opposition. So that's basic statute, and everyone has the right to be heard.
Are you Mr. Kruger?
Yes, I am.
We're running a little ahead of time, but shall we go on? Do we have anything else to discuss? Okay, Mr. Kruger, are these your three properties, or are you representing someone?
No, those are my three properties.
Okay.
Number on those.
27, 28, and 30. Now, what are these three?
Can we start with this one at a time? Are the green belts or something like that? Because there's two green belts and one lot, it looks like. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is this property, Mr. Kruger?
It's several blocks over here in the off of Hobart Drive.
Is it any particular subdivision or anything?
It's Rosemont subdivision.
Rosemont. All right.
Jim, can you pull up the green belt spaces? Is Jim over there? Can't see. Oh, you are over there. Okay. This is the first property right here.
Well, I now own both of those side by side.
Which are?
The one from 19 and 20.
That's the two lots, okay. The one bounded now by the blue line is what?
That's the first lot.
That's the one we're talking about here?
Well, no, there's the, both of them.
Both of them are within that.
We're looking at each property by itself.
Originally, it was one property with one assessor's number, and then they, when I bought a piece of it, they cut it in half, and then they now assigned a new number to
it. It's always been two lots, the assessor. Yes. When you own, one person owned lots, they have one number on it.
I understand that. So anyway.
Yeah, the plat is two lots.
We now have both of those lots, and we're going to use it as a green belt because it's almost impossible to build on there from the looks of what a number of builders have looked at.
Why is that?
Well, there's the lady the other day took some copies, and you're supposed to have these.
There's a power line.
The high line runs through here. There's underground 70,000 volt cables, and they're all on this property. There's a trunk line for the sewer that goes here, and there's another trunk line coming down through here some way, which we haven't actually ascertained where that's at.
I live next door to
them. Well, you live next door. Are you going to be called as a witness?
Yeah. The creek runs through there, and on the back side, it's about 30-degree
right.
angle on the back of the lot. So,
now, these easements, are they specifically to this one lot?
Both lots.
Both lots.
I wasn't aware that's where the sewer went. I knew the power line goes through.
Well, I wasn't aware that there was a 70,000-volt underground line through there. And the electric company came through and marked those out.
Yeah, it's through my backyard, too. So.
Yeah, well, it's down on both sides of this lot.
Yeah.
You've got it on the back, and then
well, that's not a problem. I mean, that's...
Well, if it's down there, you've got to be back away from that easement. So.
Neither one of you are going to be digging down metal space,
no.
So...
There's nothing going to be done there. And then there's two sewer lines. The other one, I'm not sure where it goes through there, but it's another sewer easement going through there.
So what are you asking for us on this?
The lowest. It's not developable. And we just want to get the lowest rate we can. We're going to set it up as a green belt for the neighborhood. And
okay.
Is there a neighborhood association or anything?
I think years ago when... they set it up, there was, but there doesn't seem to be one active that I know of. Dave, do you know of any such thing?
No, there's
So there's no way you could deed it over to an association or something like that.
Were you aware of any of these problems when you purchased the property for $11,000? Is that what you got going on?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
Because I was going to just use it as a green belt, and the fellow that owned it, we're just buying him off for what he had in it, as far as I know.
What's the appraised value, Jim, if you backwards into this thing?
We've got $5,610 on the property.
On just the one lot or both? Or?
On the one.
I've gotten this in the mail. The
trouble finding which one of those
is. Drop it off at your office.
Thank you.
605-0427. You say it's 1079. Is that the one I'm looking for? I'll get the right one.
Yes.
The assessed value is 1,070. And you maintain that the property value should be zero for tax purposes?
As low as possible. you know, I'm willing to pay something, but it's just, it's never going to be developable.
James,
2000. Old HR, when he set that up, he put all of the property.
We lowered the value. I've sent Kenny to get you what we actually got. Rosemont valued the lots at 22 or 25,000. I can't remember off. And Kenny's went to get that, and we have lowered the lot from that value to the 5,600.
Okay.
Knowing that, I think Mr. Kruger may have come and told me that. I don't know. We had a discussion anyhow.
But the other lot we just recently acquired.
Right.
So we're going to, as best we can, try to turn the whole thing in kind of a neighborhood park, if you will.
We're going to, in other words, you're requesting that the assessed value be changed from 1,070 down to 380.
Not requesting any specific amount, but, you know, whatever consideration has to be given.
Okay, what's assessed value? Is that appraised value?
Well, he suggested an appraised value of 2,000, which would make assessed value 380.
What's what dollars is going on? Yeah. Right now it's 5610.
Okay.
Which would be 1070 assessed.
But we don't want to mess with assessed value. We just talked about it. We wanted to talk about appraised value.
Right.
Okay.
We had.
What are you saying, the appraised value, sir? Dr. Rose?
He's suggesting 2,000.
Okay.
Request.
Okay.
Your lowest you said yesterday was 530 assessed. Is that correct?
No. That's just a basic. By the boards in the past, of the past 10 years, has said they didn't want to mess with sending out a bill less, but it has occurred on occasion. That creates a tax bill of $4 or $100 assessed. But Kenny just went and got the information. We had put Rosemont at $25,000 a lot. Understanding the distress of this lot, we lowered it to 5,281 instead of 25,000.
Will that mean the other lot will be assessed at 5,000?
Right.
They're both assessed right now at $5,600 or $5,000.
Appraised.
I'm sorry. They're both appraised at $5,600 each.
So
okay.
So the total is like 2,200 or 1,000?
So this request, then, we're looking at it and we're going to debate. Is reducing the assessed value from 5610 to 2000. Is that correct? Or to any other figure that
you decided. You're talking about lower the appraised value to $2,000 is what you're asking.
Per lot.
Per lot. That's what you're asking.
All three lots the same way?
No, sir.
No, the other one's over in Marion Woods is a whole different story.
Yeah, okay. Well, this one right here, we're talking about unit one, lot 20, would be reduced to 2000 if your request is granted.
Okay.
Okay, what's the second part now?
027 and 026, and then 028 is, and 029 is in Marion Woods.
Now, the
030, I'm sorry.
030, yeah.
The 028, now that's what, right next to, and again, you've got the same thing?
No. The two lots are here in Rosemont. The other one is over in Marion Woods.
030.
030.
030.
Now, what's the other part in this? We just don't know where your house is?
No. We've done the two there. We've talked about those. Those are the two lots that are side by side in Rosemont.
Okay. And those are two unfinished lots.
Yeah.
Unbuilt lots. Okay.
Right. And then 030 is, Marion Woods.
Are you telling Mr. Kruger that this board that there's no buildable location on lot 20 or a combination of 19 and 20? According to a plat you provided me, that these easements utility lays plumb to the back of these lots?
No, they.
What I'm looking at that you gave me.
I don't know that I gave you a copy of this, but.
Yeah, we've got a copy in here that shows where the power line goes through.
I think my colored copies.
I think right here.
So they didn't follow the plat?
Or there's just not an easement report?
Easements. And there's a trunk line that's not on here. It comes down through here someplace. And that's the setback. That's the underground. That big red,
that's the high line.
Is the high line that goes through. The other one's standard, I mean, around the edge of the property, that's just standard for everything out there. I mean, it runs across everybody's property the same way.
Yeah, on the back, but on this one, it runs on two sides.
Well, I mean, it does on others too.
You just can't build on it or do anything around it.
Well, the city setbacks would be more than what that easement is, so it doesn't make any difference. You couldn't build on it if it wasn't there. You have setbacks, you know, on side lot setbacks.
10 feet, isn't it?
So, because the power line's a big factor on that.
I have a sort of a theory on this sort of a thing in order to protect the county, that something like this, to take it down to a low level is good. But on the other hand, the county wants to keep it on the rolls in case somebody comes along later and does build on it, changes the value of it. We're still in the public eye.
Well, one of the things about building on this, you know, I guess if you want to put enough money into anything, you can do almost anything, but you'd have to build a very small, tall house in order to fit the lot and do the setbacks and everything that's necessary.
I don't object at all to lowering the value, frankly, if it's unbuildable. But I like to keep it on the tax rolls to where it's watched.
Sure.
For your great-grandson, who sometimes comes along and figures out something to do with it.
Yeah. Later.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep it on the table.
Now, we need to go now to the one in
Marion Woods.
Marion Woods.
And my only question was there is that the increased assessed value went up 51%. It just seemed to be kind of high, but I've got a lot there that I'd like to almost give away to somebody.
Well, now, not on these two lots. They didn't go up any.
No.
The Marion Woods.
I'm talking Marion Woods now.
Oh, 30.
What do you have it on the market for?
I think we've got it on it for $3,000.
Now, that's just a lot also in Marion Woods.
And it's been on for a long, long time, and nobody's. It's in a screwy place, and never should have bought it, but that's hindsight. Almost willing to give it over to somebody.
James, you got to present your evidence.
It's just a lot in Marion Woods. All the neighboring lots are the same price.
There's a creek that comes down, doesn't show it on there, but I guess a little bit. There's a creek that turns out and runs almost through the middle of that piece of property. You can see kind of a mark up the hill. And it would create quite a problem to ever build on it.
But now, does it have the sewer lines
out in the street?
That's what I thought. This is one that we've made available
for
$4,000.
I mean, appraisal is worth even less than what you had the price tag on it. Just
trying to get some of what I paid for it. I obviously overpaid, but I was a newcomer here, so that was
all right. Is there anything else? We are in our process here is to deliberate later in the day on all the cases that we look at, and you will be notified very soon.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for coming
here.
Shall we discuss it now then? There's no use in waiting. There's 20 minutes here that we've got to set on our hands or... Can we take them up individually?
He has been in there clearing the underbrush and stuff on this. He is strictly going to be using it as just a cleared area across the street from him. He just likes to...
He's trying to make it look better.
He likes to piddle, you know, when he's doing that. I don't know what he's trying to do out on the road. He's having dirt hauled in and trying to widen the road right there, I think, for parking. But that's on the city right away. I don't know why he's doing that. I hadn't asked him, but...
Well, Kenny had pointed out in the past, this lot had been valued lower than the other lots. This has been addressed before.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, up to this year, we had those lots on for exactly double the $5,000. It was on for $11,000 at both lots for years and years and years. So when he split the lots, we basically just took the number, split the number, assuming that for... And the reason he got an increase notice is because one lot didn't exist. Otherwise, he would have probably, I shouldn't say speculation, probably would not have been here, because he would not have got an increase notice on the lots if they kept the same.
What happened is he thought he was buying, there was a sign on it, and he kind of went around it and bought it on his own, and thought he was buying both lots, and he bought one lot, and then when the sign appeared on the other lot, that's between that one and me, it's where I live, he got real upset and said, well, I bought both of those, and I said, no, you didn't, you bought one lot, and he said, that's just one lot, and they proved to him that there was two lots there and that they just, he bought one.
Are you the one that sold them to him?
No. So he had to go back and buy the other one to have both of them. And so he put quite a bit of money into them, a lot more than they're worth as far as I'm concerned.
Is the consensus these are not buildable lots? Is that a consensus that we agree that these two lots are not buildable with all the easements and high lines and all that?
Well, everything's buildable, but you know, anybody in their right mind, you're right.
Is there any chance he's thinking of putting in a park or a playground or something in there?
I think he's just cleaning them up, and I mean, from everything I've seen so far, you know, he's just going to clean them up and just kind of have a place.
Well, you are by far the closest to this case. Would you like to make a motion?
Because of that, I probably should refrain from, you know, I mean, I agree. I mean, I'm glad they're next door to me because I don't have to worry about somebody putting a house there. So,
I mean, right, you have to consider that. He wrote down on his list, he bought these for green space. I mean, there's value in having a place next to you that you don't have a neighbor. And, I mean, that's what he writes on his application. He gave $11,000 for this one for green space. I mean, that's what it says on
there. Well, that's what I was saying. He thought he was paying that for both of them.
Yeah.
And after he paid it and bought it, then he found out he only bought one, and he was real upset. So they sold him the next one at a lot less money.
Theory, half of $11,000 is $5,500, and we're appraising it at $5,600. I mean.
Then he went back and paid $7,000 for the second lot.
Right. I understand, but I understand what Danny's saying too. There is value to not having a neighbor right next to you too.
He lives across the street.
Yeah.
From the lots.
Oh, he lives across the street from the lots. Okay.
Is there any motion for action?
I mean, I agree. They're not really buildable lot,
right?
However, I mean, somebody could if you want to. I mean, they build on some in Emerald Point and stuff like that that's on a side of a bluff, you know. But because of all the easements and everything else, it is very, very steep and sloped. You know, virtually you would have to say that anybody in the right mind is not going to build there, and he's just cleaning them up for that. But like I say, I feel like that because of my proximity to it and everything, that I'm better off abstaining from this. Any vote on this? Just to avoid any conflict.
I make a motion to leave them as the same as seems how they've been cut in half.
They've been cut 25%, basically.
Motion to deny. Yeah. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor of denying, say aye.
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 Opposed.
Opposed. 2-2.
Who's the other opposed?
Dr. Rose is, and Dave, you're going to abstain?
Bob, don't you think I ought to?
Let's put it this way. If you feel uncomfortable voting, it's your decision. You need to abstain if you feel uncomfortable. I mean, it's your next door neighbor.
I mean, if I voted, I mean, I would vote to lower him. Because, I mean, I know he paid more than that, but, you know.
Well, it's tied, so we go back to the table.
So motion fails without your vote.
I just feel like that I probably should because of the reasons for it. I mean, you know.
Okay.
But it is my opinion that even though he paid a lot more for them, that, you know, they're not going to be used for anything, so.
We seem to be at a an impasse here. Let's go to the other one and come back here. Go to the Merriam Woods, or the Rockaway Merriam Woods.
The BOE number is 030.
Yeah.
I would make a motion to deny the request to lower it. He has it for sale for $4,000. It's appraised at $3,300. He paid $2,800. If you just add simple growth in 07, which we did experience growth, it's within $150 of what the current appraised value is.
Of course, I asked him what he had on the market for, and he said three, and Dr. Rose asked him,
he said four.
I don't know.
So my motion is to deny the request.
I'll second that.
Merriam Woods is on motion to deny 030.
Dave seconds it.
Dave seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Jim.
Aye.
Aye.
5-0, deny.
What about the first two? We don't have it. We're better than the first. I made a motion. It's 4-1.
You already did that?
Yeah. Just let me see on that. Is that one going to bring up, Dr. Rose, the other two? We got still have 15
shall
minutes.
We go, yeah, we've still got time here. Shall we go back for any more conversation? Dave, although you abstain, you're the most knowledgeable person on this because you know what the property looks like and that, and we don't. You say it is rather steep. It's got all kinds of utility deals in it. And you don't feel it's really buildable. You wouldn't be interested in buying that at any price.
It's
putting
next
up
to you,
spec
right?
House.
It's next to you, so would you buy it for $5,000?
No, because I figured nobody else is stupid enough to buy it either and build on it, so it's there and I've got it for free. So,
okay, fair enough. That's fair.
But he's not buying it to build on. I mean, I have always for 6 years felt like nobody's going to buy it to live on it, you know.
Right.
But,
I mean, he states that, though, Dave. He states that in his deal that he bought it for green space.
Right. He bought it for another reason other than building.
And yeah, so I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand why we're discussing whether it's buildable or not when he didn't buy it to build on it. He bought it for green space.
Right. I've never known anybody to buy a property across the street for green space. Next door, yes. It's quite common.
That's his evidence. That's not mine.
I don't. I just said I've never known anybody to do that.
Well, I wanted a record to show that we have recognized the lot as being what you're totally describing, and we have valued it, I believe, as such because it's been valued that in the past with no quarrel. It's been decreased in the past. Now, it was closer to the other lot's values in the past, but when the increase hit Rosemont, they were actually at 25% value instead of 70% value of the other lots. And as far as buildable, I'm not going to go into that. I mean, there's no use. I'm not going to run out there and take a picture of that and come back and say, see, I told you it was buildable or unbuildable. So.
May I just ask James something? You said that we normally have in the past gone down less than 530 assessed, correct?
There is occasion we
I know,
do.
But as a general rule, we don't go under 530 assessed. That's what we did on the road yesterday. Is
that's
that right?
Correct.
All right. And this one is at 1,070 assessed, correct?
Wrong.
What it? I'm looking at it.
Yeah, 530 appraised.
The word's appraised.
Okay, what's the assessed value on this?
530 is $100. So you...
Oh, you go down to 530 appraised.
Appraised to get $100 assessment.
Okay. All right. All right. I was confused.
Okay, it was confusing.
Well, you know, the thing is, you said you dropped this in half after this a couple of years ago.
Right. Okay. Or whenever the split occurred, Dave. See, the reason he got an increase notice, the lot that he was to pay on was zero last year. So he got an increase notice because it created a new parcel when he purchased that other half of that lot. He thought he was buying the whole. You just
right.
explained that.
Right.
When he bought it, we had to give it a new number because the deed just right. gave him a lot, so that created zero to a value.
The two lots together were 10,000.
11,000.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I I know what you're saying.
$11,936.
So you took that in half on each lot.
We just split it in half.
I thought you meant that you had, because of the condition of the lots, you had lowered them. And I thought he doesn't know that because he just bought them. If he knew what they were 2 years ago, he'd be happy that they were half of that. But right. I see what you're saying.
They had been distressed lots in some past because of H.R. Owens' property.
In order to move this off dead center, I still have some feeling that some of this should come down if they're really unbuildable. I agreed with we were 5-0 on the other one in Merriam Woods. I'm going to move that the assessed value, appraised value, excuse me, be lowered from 5,610 to 3,000 instead of 2,000. In other words, put more on there, not take it down as far, see if that'll get us off.
So the appraised value would be 3,000 more?
3,000 for the appraisal instead of 5,000.
Or which number are we talking about?
The two here,
the old two. Which one are you lowering?
27 and 28.
One of them's already 3,300, so you're saying, is that right? No, I'm sorry, I'm at the wrong page. Sorry.
5,600.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is this a motion for both properties or one?
Both.
Okay. Do both, each of them go down to 3,000?
3,000.
I'm not opposed to that.
Good. Does that make a difference? Is there a second to that?
So you're nearly half in it.
Well, it's going down to 3,000 instead of going down to 2,000, which was a tie. It's taking less off, but granting that it needs to be lowered somewhat. Jim says he does not object to that. If you voted for 2,000, I would think you'd vote for 3,000.
Actually, the motion was to deny. The first motion was to deny.
Oh, you're right. Okay. You're correct.
So we're valuing the two lots at $6,000.
Yeah.
$80 savings, isn't it?
$600 times 5,
$30. $28.50
is what Kenny Tech is looking
for. And how much is he paying in taxes now for it?
$40.
Was $40 is all we're talking about?
$42 or $43.
I withdraw my motion.
$53.50. $53.50, my calculator went bad if you're on the short end.
Per lot?
Yeah.
One of us can bring it back up.
Can I bring it back up? The motion to deny?
See, you can't because...
You can bring it up, Dr. Rose.
Yeah. All right, I will bring back up the motion to deny.
Can I second that?
Is that, that's a motion?
That's his motion.
To deny 26 and 27 or...
The motion is to rehear the other motion. Is that correct?
No, his motion is to deny the request.
Deny the request. The one that tied before.
You got a second over there?
And that's both of them.
That's the same motion that you made before.
That's mm-hmm. only I made it this time, and I voted against it.
Just to make sure it's 07 and 08.
Yes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Jim, aye.
Opposed.
Dave abstain.
Rose, aye. We're only talking 40, 50 bucks.
We got
90.
This is the next one at
945.
Who are
we going
to say? Yeah, we're being kind of tough.
Do we have a break or we have
clean
5
water
minutes?
Deal.
Got about six.
No, you have 5 minutes to walk out the hallway.
So we have another phone call with that press?
He's going to win.
What time? We'll see.
At 9:45, and it's 060001.
We put him on for that.
Is this,
we put him on for that.
That's not the CIA.
What number is it?
6-01. This one right here.
Holy cats. Is this just a lot? We're going to be calling on you?
Say a lot.
I would say a $19,000 jump on assessed value would be a lot for a lot that was still there. Are we going to start running into a problem again with Branson Hills, the same as we did with Emerald Point and those? Who knows what they sell things for?
Branson, you mean all the Branson Hills stuff this afternoon?
Well, this is Branson Hills coming up here.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. We've got a,
you mean like the Emerald Point?
Okay. Schedule.
Looks like you bought it from.
Jim, what would have caused this property to go up from 950 assessed value to 19,600 in 1 year?
Before you answer that, because we get two commissioners, not two people not in here, to hear that answer, you're going to have to give it twice.
Basic. It's just they formed the subdivision and the sales come in and we put it to value. When they formed the subdivision, we just put it all on for 950, which is 5,000. We put them all on $5,000. Then when the sales started coming in, we created a market and put it on for what it truly was worth. We may have to make a copy of this to explain our purposes.
What can we do for you?
Hold your mute button.
You won't be able to quietly say you're on the web.
You're on the internet. Hold the mute button right there. That mute, the push button. Hold that push button.
Those don't work.
Go out in the hall.
Yeah, they always work.
We'll make a copy of this.
Just to remind you that even though you're on break, we are still broadcasting on the web.
Should we not shut off if we need to sneeze or something?
We'll have to have assistance from
the IS department. Oh, okay. All right.
Who's listening to the web right now?
I don't do anything, Jim.
There's six. Okay, but what we can do is just turn the volume down when we're not more on break.
You can just turn it off.
Is it possible to just kick it off and stop it?
We can stop it here, too. He can stop it every recess, but we also have volume control. We can just turn the volume off, so it won't pick up anything. So.
You're hearing all the way down the hall every discussion when we're out of session. I mean, when we recess.
We'll
That's just the microphone. So.
Well, I know.
All right, we can make a phone call, I guess. It's time to...
Can we discuss just a little bit here so we know what we're talking about?
Nope, our assessor walked out.
He's just right there getting the cup.
Go, man.
Have we got it?
Teasing you.
This is it.
These lots, well, I wanted to answer the question.
601. 060001.
This is a lot purchased in 08 for $66,000.
The appraised land says $103,000. But I think the gimmick comes that it was rated at the old before they sold any lots, which makes a terrific jump. But I understand Jim's logic now that they were intentionally priced low until you saw where they were going to go. So really, he's talking in terms of a value going up from $66,000 to $103,000, which is probably true out there. Okay.
What do you think? Is this a phone conversation or what?
It will be.
We're going to show you something here.
Okay.
And you're going to be amazed.
You can see Armstrong.
You're going to see why this gentleman did what he did, or I had not to call myself a gentleman. I'm sorry.
Now, this is the location of the lot. Now, where is that? Is that the golf course?
Those are sales. And as you can see, and we've been talking all through the time, his sale is the unique sale to the value of properties out there. I'm not trying to pull no wool. You can see exactly what they sold for and the dates. He is the one, for some reason, that's out of line, out of lots and lots of...
Well, one sold originally for $35,000. One for 44.
No, we marked the wrong one for you.
No. Nope. Here's the sale price right here.
You know, Mr. Bachman is on the phone in my office. I've asked him to hang up and let him know that we'll be calling him in just
140, 130.
Yeah, but there were also a couple, probably the first ones, sold for a little, but the great majority.
These are all 08 sales, if you'll look right beside this. This is not old sales. Mm-hmm. All current sales.
Oh, this other, well, here's his, 66.2.
Yeah, and it doesn't fit the rest of the sales.
That's right.
Yeah, there's one for 75 and one for 80, but
the rest of it. Yeah.
Since we're talking about the Bachman property and Mr. Bachman is waiting, do you think we should discuss this issue?
Oh, is he waiting?
Yes.
He said this would be a phone call.
He was on the line.
Oh, he's on the line now?
Yeah, if you could,
we need to call him.
Okay. Go to phone. Oh, we gotta go to 9 first.
Hello.
What's the number?
337-56.
56?
55.
What'd you do?
That's our code.
Cornerstone Building Services, may I help you?
Yes, Mr. Scott Bachman, please.
Just a moment, please. May I tell him who's calling?
This is Bob Rose with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Thank you.
Bachman?
Yes.
This is Bob Rose. We're looking at your application to appeal the property assessment on this lot out in Branson Hills.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to figure out, frankly, what your objection is.
Well, I only paid $66,000 for it.
Boy, you got the biggest bargain in the world. I'm looking here right now at the list of people who bought in 08. And you are the lowest one in here in 08 by far. The rest of them, almost all, 90,000, 100,000, 140, 150, 120, 149. The whole list down, almost a page.
Well,
and the assessment.
That's what I paid for. It's kind of a steep lot, but it's what I paid for, and I got on the market, and I can't sell it.
Mm-hmm. You can't sell it.
Does he have some, what?
What are you trying to sell it for?
70.
For 70?
Mm-hmm. It's got a utility easement down one side of it, and it's kind of steep, but, I mean, still it's a good lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all we can go on is the figures that we have, and it just looks like all sales in that area are all above $100,000. And that, did you feel you were getting a real bargain when you bought it?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have bought it if I didn't think it was a good deal, but I thought it'd go up. You know, I thought the lots would go up in value, but they, well, the economy's kind of got one that crap, so it hasn't. But
Do you have anything else that you can give us other than the fact that you paid less for it than the assessed valuation is now?
No, I don't. What do you mean? Do I have anything?
Well, do you have a plat where you show this easement, this utility easement? Do you have something?
Well, it's on the overall plat. I'm sure I can come up with one.
We're looking at the plat up on the wall now.
And, it goes right down between lot, mine's lot 3, and it goes between lot 3 and lot 4. Storm drain and I think it's sewer easement and a storm drain easement down there. If you're looking at, in the cul-de-sac, looking at the lot, it's on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll be discussing this afternoon, and then we'll let you know our decision.
Okay. Will you call, or do I need to call you?
No, you will receive it by mail.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to deny.
Dave, motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Dave aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
I voted 5-0 to deny. Well, this calls for a break now. You know, I'm beginning to think with all these breaks and 2-hour lunch hours that.
Dr. Rosen has, I guess, done all of this. Would you like a shorter lunch hour and us to skip the break? Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I think we need a break.
Oh, yeah, it's got it.
That's fine. I personally, I don't see the need for a 2-hour lunch hour. I'd like to get things over with and out.
Can we have a recess, sir?
We will set you at 1-hour lunch hours. The problem is you get busy talking, and if you happen to go over, then you're over into your lunch hour.
We've already had it set for 1-hour lunches.
It just happened that way yesterday.
We've been getting done a little earlier than 12, and then we start back up at 1.
Okay. All right, take a break now.
May we, sir?
Are we in recess?
Recess.
And reconvene when?
10:15. I think is what it says. Is it 10:30? No, 10:15.
10:15. Well,